We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The man who shot two cops in Harlem last Friday night has now died of the wounds he suffered when he was shot by police, and his mother now says she regrets making the call that led to his death and that of Officer Jason Rivera. Glenn Shuck with more this morning from the 32nd Precinct. Glenn?
47-year-old LaShawn McNeil pronounced dead yesterday. He had been shot by the third officer inside the apartment in Harlem Friday night. Now, McNeil's mother saying not only is she deeply sorry for her son's actions, she regrets ever making the 911 call that led to the ambush on the cops. Bishop Gerald Seabrooks among those speaking at a second vigil held outside the precinct here last night.
We're here today to say we will fight against evil, for our God is omnipotent and knows how to destroy wickedness and evil.
Officer Mora remaining in critical condition at NYU Langone. The wake for Rivera, 1 to 8 p.m. Thursday at St. Patrick's Cathedral, funeral Friday morning, as thousands are expected to attend. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, outside the precinct in Harlem.
As promised, Mayor Adams has unveiled his plan to end gun violence in the city.
We will have boots on the ground on every block in this city. That is why we will name a dedicated anti-gun violence coordinator in every city agency. These leaders will be dedicated to seeing the agency work through the prisms of gun violence and offering ideas and solutions to support broader public safety efforts.
These efforts will include reinstatement of plainclothes cops, the kind of unit that was dismantled in 2020 after complaints that too many people of color were being targeted. There will also be a focus on stopping the flow of illegal guns into the city. The state police will help with that, and Governor Hochul's task force on illegal guns will hold its first meeting tomorrow. PBA President Pat Lynch says in addition to these measures, we need an immediate rollback of the entire policy regime that penalizes police officers for proactively confronting lawbreakers. Mayor Adams will join us live at 8 this morning to discuss this and other pressing issues in the city. With COVID cases surging, Governor Hochul reimposed a mask mandate on public spaces statewide, including schools. Now a judge has ruled she acted beyond her authority, but as usual, it's not the end of the matter, as Samantha Liebman reports live from outside the governor's Manhattan office. Sam?
Good morning, Lee. Well, this comes after a lawsuit filed by a group of parents and after Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman signed an executive order making school masking optional. He's applauding the decision.
Well, I think it's a tremendous victory for the people of the state of New York, especially our school children, because I've heard from people all throughout my county that there's mask fatigue. There is no emergency any longer. We are not in crisis.
Well, the numbers from the Omicron surge continue downward. There were still 133 COVID deaths Monday. Governor Hochul in a statement saying in part, quote, these measures help prevent the spread of COVID-19 and save lives. We strongly disagree with this ruling, and we are pursuing every option to reverse this immediately. Blakeman confident, however, the decision will be upheld on appeal.
For the mandate is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it goes against the interests of most of the people that I've talked to.
In the meantime, some Long Island school districts already telling families masks are optional today. The State Department of Education saying schools must continue to follow the mask rule until the case is resolved. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live outside the governor's office in Midtown.
Well, there are more indications that Omicron is peaking in many parts of the nation. 31 states are reporting declining case numbers, including New Jersey, where Governor Murphy is still singing that old familiar song.
In addition, I'm asking up, get vaccinated and get boosted.
There's a $10,000 reward up now for the person who shot a baby in the face in the Bronx last week. The NYPD has released new video of the suspect and pictures of the car in which he fled the scene. We'll put those up at 1010winds.com. 1-year-old Catherine Gomez remains in critical but stable condition. When he was sentenced to federal prison on a corruption conviction, former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver told the judge he prayed he wouldn't die in prison. Technically, he didn't, but he was in federal custody yesterday when he died at a hospital in Massachusetts. There's no word on his exact cause of death, but he was known to be suffering from multiple medical issues, and he had been serving his sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, before being transferred to a nearby hospital. Sheldon Silver was 77 years old. The Transit Bureau has a new top cop, and that is Jason Wilcox. He says you will be seeing more cops on the trains and on the platforms.
We are determined to make the riders of the subways in New York City feel safer. That is paramount.
Many of them don't feel safe with all the recent incidents of people being pushed onto the tracks. As Wilcox explains it, there's the statistical reality showing that the subway system is safe, based on the number of people who ride it versus the number who get killed in it. And then there's the perception, he says, we're going to address both. Looks like the Giants may have taken a shine to a certain candidate for the head coaching job, as Mark Renee is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
And Lee, even though Big Blue's new general manager won't have his introductory press conference till tomorrow, Joe Shane has been hard at work looking for that new head coach, talking to four candidates already, with reportedly several more to come. But the first guy on the list, Brian Daboll, set for a second interview today. They were colleagues up in Buffalo. Meantime, Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn got to make his case Monday, and Giants.com's Paul Dottino talked about what else Quinn brings to the table.
Yeah, Morristown, New Jersey guy and a lifelong New York Giants fan is the 51-year-old Quinn. This is a guy who also has local roots because, remember, he was a defensive assistant at Hofstra.
Most important, though, he coached the Falcons to Super Bowl 51 after winning the big game 3 years earlier as defensive coordinator of the Seahawks. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.